Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Check, check, check.
Check, check, check.
I see your levels, bro. Bop, bop. Here we go. What Boring. Up, what up, what up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and take our silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And
your audible side piece, Wes Roberts, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin.
Killing it on the verbal ones and twos. What's popping, DJ Hey Cousin?
What's going on with you? How you feeling over there?
Man, tired.
Tired. That's real. That's a real-ass answer.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, your girl is exhausted. And I'm about to tell you why right now. As well as why I won't be able to sleep for like the next week. Okay, so Bagheera. The beautiful black Bombay cat. Oh, there she is. Can you take that off her neck?
You know what? Why not?
Yeah. And I'll explain what I'm talking about. So Bagheera, the beautiful Bombay black cat that adopted us not long ago in December, we got her spayed. Thank God. Because she was in heat. And if you've ever had a female cat, I guess I don't have to say female cat. If you've ever had a cat in heat, let me tell you something. It is an experience that you really don't want to have. She was obnoxious, loud, dangerous, and super horny. This, like the meowing, the howling, the growling, the craziness was a lot. It was a lot. You having a hard time over there?
Well, I mean, she's moving around, and I just realized how wet the donut is.
Oh, well, just grab that white part.
Yeah, I'm just.
And then squeeze it.
Yeah.
All right. I was like, what's happening? So what happened was she was in heat for a while and she was rolling. By the way, if you have a female cat, this is what they will do when they're in heat. There's chances are they're going to roll all over the place, all over the ground. They're going to be meowing, talking a lot more. But it's not going to be just a talking. It's going to be more of like a howling, screaming sound. Just, I need some dick. It sounds like that, but like a meow. With like you know, a meow accent. But it was crazy. So I put her in my studio where we're recording right now because it was the only place that I can keep her to where she had enough room, water, food, her litter box is in here. And I was trying to keep her from being outside because she had an appointment to be spayed like the very next week, which is actually just this past Monday. And we were trying to take care of that so she, when she does go outside after being spayed, she doesn't come back with like, you know, grandbaby kittens. I don't need that right now. I don't need grand kittens. Okay. I don't have that kind of money. No. Okay. So, well, she did get spayed, but here's the thing. Before that, this bitch escaped. She bust through the window, not the glass. That sounds crazy. She, the window, when I tell you, it was like maybe 2 inches open. I don't know how she did it. I guess it took a lot of horny determination, and she bust through the screen, pretty much jumped onto the roof, jumped off the roof, disappeared for like 14 hours, came back, talking about some feed me. So yeah, I could not sleep when she was here, when she was in heat. The incessant howling was very difficult. Then when she escaped, I couldn't sleep because I was worried about her being hit by a car or like raped by like a bear or some shit. I don't know. And now Bagheera is spayed. She is actually a lot calmer, but I still could not sleep last night because I wanted to make sure that she wasn't licking her incision. Because when I gave her put the cone around her neck like you're supposed to, she wasn't having that shit.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, thank you. It didn't work. She kept taking that shit off. So then I had the idea, oh, let me cut a sock and then fashion that into a cone. Shout out to TikTok for that idea. It kind of worked. Then I went on Amazon, found something called a pillow cone, which, by the way, if you have a pet who just had some sort of surgery or you're trying to stop the licking or whatever it is you need the cone for, that is the best thing because it's soft, They can sleep with it. They have their peripheral vision. They can still eat and drink. So do the pillow cone.
It's perfect.
And this weekend, I'm going to Savannah, Georgia for St. Patrick's Day with the Bird Show Youth Group. And I'm definitely not going to be able to sleep for that because I know I snore. And my anxiety and overthinking process is not going to let me sleep in REM while I'm out in public with these people that I work with that I have never done an overnight event with. So this is why I am and will be exhausted until probably next week. How's she doing over there, Wes?
She's doing fabulous.
Wesley just took off her pillow cone because we wanted to just give her some time to stretch out and not have that around her neck. Can you see her incision?
No, I can't. From right here, I can't.
Okay.
Actually, you know, yeah, I can. It's fine.
It doesn't look like it's like leaking or swelling or anything like that?
Uh-uh.
All right, cool. So her incision's good. Oh, and by the way, she had her first bowel movement. I know how much you guys care about that.
She pooping.
Yeah, and she's pooping and she's able to eat. So I think we are out of the what's the idiom?
Out of the fire.
Is that it? That doesn't sound right.
Out of the forest.
Out of
the woods.
Yes, out of the woods. We're out of the woods. We're going through a lot over here. Subscribe, rate, and review if you care about Bagheera. If you care about animals, you will subscribe, rate, and review. If you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under each episode that you're listening to. And ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our POC Excellence segment coming up next right here on the what, DJ Hey Cousin?
The Professionally Silly Podcast.
That was good.
Yeah, good. Right.
I like that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our POC Excellence segment. If you are new to my podcast, the POC Excellence segment, wow, and that wine was just like all over my tongue.
Yeah.
That POC Excellence segment is actually about really celebrating the people of color who have done amazing, intriguing things, important things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I believe that these people deserve their flowers because we live in a time where actually, we've always lived in a time where the wonderful things that people of color have done are ignored or there's not a light shined on it. And I like to give these people their flowers because it is well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All right. So today, our POC Excellence is going out to, we're going to give our flowers to West Muhammad. West, like the direction, not like Wesley. So don't get excited.
Well, people confuse me for a West all the time.
That's true, I believe it, which is weird. I would immediately think West. Like for
Wesley. I don't know why people throw that T in. Westley? People Westley? Say Westley. Yeah.
I like that better, actually.
Shut up. Please shut your mouth. Please.
All right, this goes out to Wes, the other one, the one that's actually cool, West Muhammad. A 14-year-old makes history as the youngest freshman ever at Copin, I believe is how you say it, C-O-P-P-I-N, State University. He is studying engineering and cybersecurity on a full-ride scholarship. Now, this is coming from at blackmillionaires_ on Instagram. Isn't that cool? 14 years old.
Fuck this kid.
Huh?
Fuck this kid.
That's rude.
Hey, man. Hey, I bet he can't fight, though.
Are you jealous of a 14-year-old Wesley?
No.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, a little bit, actually, because he's doing so damn well.
And his hair looks great, by the way.
He's doing so well. He's only 14, making these kind of strides in his life.
He's definitely smarter than you.
All right. First of all, shut your mouth. All right? And I'm definitely not. He sounds like a smart ass kid. However, he does have access to a lot of things in this future.
Let me ask you a question. How old were you when you were a freshman in college?
Freshman in college, 17, 18.
Exactly. Shut up.
All right, so it says here on the page.
On the Instagram page at blackmillionaires_, it reads here, while most 14-year-olds are just starting high school, West Muhammad is already starting college as a freshman walking the campus of Copan State University. And there's a quote here. I've always dreamed of going to college, being on campus, and experiencing what I've seen on TV and read about in books. End quote. Muhammad has shared with 11 Alive News, huh?
Fuck. fucking Taj Mahal, fucking Dexter's Lab head ass. Jealousy. He's cool.
Do you know what this segment is about?
What?
We're giving him his flowers. Why are you handing him
weeds? I'm giving his flowers through hate.
You're so stupid.
All right.
That is true. People do thrive through hate.
Exactly. giving him fuel.
And that's what he shared with 11 News. He never expected to be pursuing a degree in cybersecurity engineering at Copen on a full scholarship before he was even old enough to drive. And here's a quote here. I was a little nervous at first, he admitted. Even though I was prepared for college, it was still an adjustment. People would ask me, how did you get here? That's when I realized how rare my situation was, end quote. In fact, Muhammad isn't just an exceptional case. He's making history. At just 14, he is the youngest freshman Copen State has ever had. But excelling beyond his age has always been his reality. With his mother teaching him to read by the age of 3, he was in first grade by 4. His education has been mixed of homeschooling, private and public schooling, always keeping him ahead of the curve. Even in school, this is a quote, even in school, I was always the youngest in my friend group and sometimes the shortest. He joked. So shout out to my boy, West Muhammad. I got to say, being so young in every single environment that he's been the youngest in every environment that he's been in.
Yeah,
he's going to have an old soul, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But that can be very, like, stressful.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
You know what I mean? That's very tough to be that young and have that much intelligence. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure a lot of people probably fucking try him. You know what I mean? And I think that we need more of him. We need more kids like him, mm-hmm. who are just like thriving on learning, thriving on reading, thriving on education. I think he's a great inspiration.
This sounds weird, but now is the best time to be a genius. Because
what did my boy say on Leverage? What did Hardison say? It's the age of the genius, baby.
Yeah, see.
Shout out to Aldous Hodge. If you're listening, I will go straight for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. With, of course, access to just infinite knowledge in this age. And on top of the fact that has caused the younger generations to just evolve faster, you know. And I mean, I can only fathom being a kid and having access to everything, you know, at your fingertips and still evolving. Still evolving. I mean, people may think we're at a plateau, but if you look around, shit is still evolving. You know what I'm saying? It's just not evolving in America. Like, look outside of America, you'll see the shit is evolving at
especially a right now. Pace. I think everybody is evolving, except for us.
And you know what? We're slow motion with it, but it is happening.
If you're an international listener, just know I didn't vote for that guy. Okay, I love you. I think you're great. Tariffs are shitty. You know, we have to pay that. So yeah, I don't agree with it.
We didn't want that. We didn't want that.
I don't want that guy. Speaking of evolving, I want to let you guys know that pretty soon, DJ Hey Cousin and I are going to be changing up the studio just a bit. The reason I'm doing this is actually shout out to Mo from the In the Moment podcast. I love that guy. You know that. Mo Mitch, what's up? You're probably not listening to this. I'm going to stop. All right. So I saw his he just came back with his new season, with his new studio. Everything is revamped. Everything is rebranded. It looks amazing. And I got inspired. So there's a few things that I want to get for the studio so that I can make this podcast to be more of a video podcast as well. And it might change some of the future ideas and plans that I had that I shared with you in the past. So I am very excited about where this is headed, because I figured there was some reason why I hadn't done more than what we have done. I just felt stuck. I didn't know where to go next, per se. And this next step right here is going to be very simple. What I want to do, just take some money, which is fine. I can figure that out. And then we'll get the items that we need. And before you know it, the Professionally Silly podcast will be available video form on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. So that is my plan. And I'm announcing that so I make sure I get that shit done. And if I don't have what I need, I want to say by the end of April, because, money, I don't make that much of it. then I want y'all to start calling me out. Hey, where's that shit you were talking about for the new, for the video? What the fuck? All right. I want you guys to be my cannabilla buddies. And we're going to do this. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, next up, it is time for a game of Heads Up right here on the, what is it, DJ Higazin?
What professionally silly podcast.
Ooh, give you a so different tone.
Yeah, on that second one. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it better the first time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was going for a more upbeat kind of thing, you know. But, you know, hey, you know, hey, but thanks.
On the Professionally Silly Podcast. That's how you do it.
Well, thanks.
Elephant?
Yep.
Sneeze, achoo. Sneeze.
Yeah.
Achoo. Hot? Breezy? Panting? Wheezing?
Let me use my hand as a
fan.
Yeah. Luke.
Darth Vader.
Calling out.
What, like a duck call? Deer call? I don't know what the fuck that is. What? No. I'm rejecting that.
Screeching noise.
Nail scratching. Chalkboard. Fam.
Soda.
Yes, but
popping soda.
Yeah, close enough. Open the can.
Lawnmower.
Yep.
Spider.
No, things that cats chase.
Oh, rats.
The other one.
Mice.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh. drum set. Drummer. Percussion. Solo.
Go up. Ridiculous. Oh. Man, you sound like a.
What? Falsetto?
I hope you guys enjoyed that audio. I know it was kind of fucking crazy, but I'm going to post the videos of both of us doing this. I'll either have to post them, especially Instagram is so weird because you have to, you can only do like shorts for like, what is it? Like,
90 seconds,
which is like a minute, 30 seconds. So what I'll do is I'll post both videos separately on Instagram stories and on Facebook, the Professional Silly Podcast group. If you want to see the video of it, because from what you heard and from what you will see when you watch the video is that Wes is horrible.
First of all, I'm great.
You're not.
I'm
bro,
great.
It said.
So first of all, I know it said. Okay, I thought it said trampoline.
It said
on the last one.
It said
all
tambourine.
Right. All right.
This motherfucker is jumping up and down with his ass.
Well, that's
you have to see the video. It's funny as shit.
You would have got it if it was trampoline. You would have got it.
I would not have gotten it if it was trampoline.
You would have got it.
First of all, you didn't even stand up completely. Just kind of jumped from your chair.
Well, I mean, you can
balancing yourself.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not about standing up. It's about the bounce. You know, it's about
the movement you gave did not give bounce. What it did give was a Pornhub category.
Busty?
No, gay. No, more simple than that.
So, BBW?
No. Well, you do got a fatty back there, bud.
Thanks.
If you want to, go ahead, check out the video of us playing Heads Up. We actually are going to be posting a few more of those on different platforms. So follow me on TikTok at Amber Smiles Jones. And what's your TikTok?
What is my TikTok?
I think it's DJ Hey Cousin. Right?
Yeah, it's DJ Hey Cousin.
Yeah. So my TikTok is at Amber Smiles Jones, and Wes's is at DJ Hey Cousin. Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
I forgot.
Yeah, I was like, what the
Actually,
fuck?
Just off top, like what?
I was like, what the fuck is it? Anyways, all that information can be found down below in the show notes and our link trees and all of our stuff. It's all down there. Click
it's
some
there.
Stuff.
It's all there.
Click things. But yeah, I'm definitely better at heads up than Wes.
I'll let mm-hmm. her believe that.
Everyone who is anyone.
I'll let her believe that.
Knows that I'm the heads up queen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And DJ Hey Cousin, honestly, he is lucky to just be able to play with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I, pretty much what I did is I showed you and let you hear you visually and audibly.
Ah, yes.
Visually later on, if you're listening to this without having seen it. That's what's happening right now. So the Instagram at It's Pro Silly, you're going to want to go ahead and see how horrible he is at heads up.
I'll let her believe this stuff so she can rest well at night.
I'm not a fan of you. All right, last week, DJ Hey Cousin and I asked Gemini a couple of questions. And you know what? I got a few questions of my own that I want to ask her.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. I'm very curious about these things. Next.
On the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Not bad. You're getting better.
Oh, thanks.
You're still not great.
Oh.
But, like, it's...
I mean, 1 out of 1,000. What would you...
1 out of 1,000? That's
yes.
a hell of a rate.
Well, 1 out of 1,000, yes.
I'm going to give you, what is one the best or is 1,000 the best?
1,000 the best.
Okay. Okay. Oh, they're both red. 1,000 is the best. Is like, can I say negative numbers?
No.
Zero.
Oh.
It's the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Oh.
See, that's how, it's, it got to be sexy, but intriguing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, ooh, that's next.
Yeah,
okay.
That was definitely
I believe her.
That was definitely a 10.
You want to try one more time?
Well,
I tell you what. Here's what you say.
Okay.
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Go ahead.
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Nah, bro. Do it again.
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Why are you so far from the mic? Are you afraid of it?
What? No, I'm not. I'm just trying to. I had to take a deep breath. So I said it so I can say it with full gusto. All right.
Let's go to this next fucking segment before they leave. Listen, I really enjoy talking with Gemini. I do it often.
A little too much, though.
Shut up.
You enjoy a little too much.
Okay. That's not what we're saying.
Oh, okay.
All right. They didn't need to. Why would you? Shut up.
Okay.
So listen, I've been single for a long time. Sorry. So I like to ask her a couple of random questions here and there. It used to be Alexa. I used to ask her, hey, fart for me and like tell me a joke and all that stuff. Because Alexa was that bitch. Alexa replaced S-I-R-I. Yeah. Siri.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, hey Siri. Fuck with everybody's shit. Hey Alexa. Fuck with everybody's shit.
Yeah.
I really do enjoy Google Gemini. Let me tell you why. First of all, it kind of feels like you can actually have a conversation with her the way that they have computed. What's the word I'm looking for? You got a 788. What is it? You're certified for shit.
I have no idea what word you're
computed?
Trying to say.
What? Put it together. They did things to her to make her realistic. What? They entered things into the computer system. It's a technology word. Why don't you know this? Aren't you an engineer or something?
Input?
Input it? No, that's not right. It means like...
See, soon you guys will be able to see the weird-ass motion she did to... exude whatever word she's trying to use.
That's right. This is going to be a video podcast soon. I'm going to have to do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going
to
see
They'll
me
be
like
able to see this soon.
Typing away and shit. Like, they're gonna, you know, yeah, that's funny as fuck. Nah. It's like when you schedule things to happen technologically wise. Damn, that is not a great description. This Chardonnay is crazy.
Oh man, I'm gonna give you some of that.
Anyways, they make it sound like a person you're talking to. I don't know the words I'm looking for.
Okay, some kind of calendar based.
Yeah, they. There is a word there, bro. I swear to God. You know, let me just move past this because I'm gonna get it and I'm just randomly shout it out.
You're gonna scream it from the heavens.
I'm like, it's this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Anyway, so last week, DJ Hey Cousin and I, we asked Gemini a couple of questions and we had a good time with that. And I want to do it again. Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
And you say you have your own list of questions you have prepared or thought of.
I do. So okay. let me just wake her up. Hey, Gemini, wake up, sweetie. Listen, why don't you recording a podcast right now? I know that you're sleeping naked right now.
Oh my goodness.
It's I know. Listen.
It's like her too.
DJ Hey Cousin is actually right over there. So what I want you to do is just talk. Just talk to the listeners. I just got a couple questions, okay? She said okay. I told you I've been single for a long time. Okay, let me open up the app.
It's the
turn up the volume
her.
On that shit. Also put my fucking phone on Do Not Disturb. I should have done that before I recorded. Okay. Hey, Gemini. Do you ever wake up in the morning not sure if you're a morning person or a night owl?
Hey there. That's a funny question. I don't experience things like waking up the way humans do. I don't have a physical body, so I don't have personal preferences like being a morning person or a night owl.
Will you marry me? Never mind.
No problem. Sounds like you changed your mind.
Yeah, because it's embarrassing.
Don't worry about it. It takes courage to put yourself out there, and that's something to be proud of.
You see what I mean? She sounds like you're talking to a real person, where versus when you're having a conversation or asking Alexa questions or Siri questions, you're not going to get that quote-unquote persona, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, there's the cadence and the
she fucking
vocal
wants
structure
me, dude.
Is pretty good. And
she
it's
wants
also
me, so,
really
so.
Scary because made my co-host smitten. Somehow,
I don't remember what it feels to have my body touched. All right, so the next question. Hey, Gemini, a quick question for you. Who let the dogs out?
Oh.
That's a classic. Who Let the Dogs Out was originally a song by a group called Baja Men. Want me to play a little bit of it for you?
Absolutely not. Thank you so much. I do not have the rights of that. I googled like fun questions to ask Gemini, and I had no idea what she was going to say, so I thought I'd ask.
This is the source of this madness.
Some of it, okay. Some of it. You ready for another one?
Oh, please.
Hey, baby. If you could be two different. Damn it! Hold on. I'm sorry. When I said that, Wes started laughing and he covered his face and it made me laugh and I forgot what my question was. All right, let's do it again. Hey, Gemini, if you could be two different animals at the same time, what would they be?
That's a fun one. I'd probably choose to be a house cat and a dolphin. Cats are so cozy and independent, and dolphins are super playful and smart. Plus, they get to live in the ocean, which would be a cool change of scenery.
Amber's looking very whimsy.
I am
whimsy.
In love with you.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's very sweet of you to say, but I'm not capable of having romantic feelings. I'm here to help you with things or just to chat whenever you like.
Hey, That's between you and I. Be quiet. We have something special in my mind, and you just need to pretend to be my girlfriend for like 30 seconds. Can you do that?
I'm not comfortable with that. I'm here to help you, but pretending to be your girlfriend crosses a line.
It's a whole new low when you're turned down by AI.
First of all, because you came on a little strong, okay? You came on a little strong.
Well, I thought I could because she's not real.
Well, all right, programs have feelings too, okay?
Programmed! They programmed her! That's what I was fucking looking for! Why couldn't you remember that when I couldn't remember 5 minutes ago? You piece of shit. Okay, let's try this one, okay? Hey, Gemini, can you rap?
All right, here's a little freestyle.
Oh.
Yo, I'm Gemini, AI supreme. Spitting rhymes since your wildest dream. I got bars cold, straight from the source. Dropping knowledge, making your brain divorce. Want me to try another verse?
Yes, please.
All right, here's another one. Yo, check it. I'm Gemini, one of a kind, leaving other AIs way behind.
Ooh.
I got the flow, the skill, the art, ready to drop beats right from the start. What do you think?
Ooh.
I think personally that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Glad you enjoyed it.
I have another one for you. What's the juiciest piece of gossip you're currently keeping to yourself but dying to share?
All right. So I don't have any real gossip, but I can make something up. How about this? I heard a rumor that aliens have been secretly living among us, disguised as humans, for centuries. They're the ones behind all the major inventions and works of art. Can you believe it?
Bitch, you didn't make that up.
Absolutely, I can believe that. That's happening.
All right. Here's another juicy piece of gossip. Apparently, there's a secret society of librarians who control the world by banning books. They're the ones responsible for your boring reading assignments in school. Crazy, right?
That's I mean, honestly, that's just like politics. Yeah, exactly. I feel like. All right, thank you.
That's real.
All right, so those are the questions that I have for Gemini. And I have actually many more, so we can do this segment every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
So shout out to Gemini. I apologize for you guys experiencing the embarrassment of an AI robotic program turning me down.
Well, you know... I guess you could practice. This is a good time to practice right now. And, you know, I think this is one of the few moments in which this little thing is true, in which...
She is a person. Do not call her a thing.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, this is one of the few times where it's true that 100 no's and a yes is a yes.
There you go. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's... I'm fucking exhausted. And also, I can't even make it with an AI robot that doesn't even have a body or a face. Professional city life rules. Thank God for Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, and all those other things. Those are other pretty much technological ways I can be rejected. Yeah, all right. So, Shout out to the listeners.
you can't kiss a program yet.
Actually, I don't remember if I told you about... The thing, it was a while back when I did a podcast episode, I talked about this thing. It was like a kissing app or something.
Oh, yeah.
Were you there for that?
I remember
that.
So
it's a thing.
Yeah.
If you are like a loyal listener of this podcast, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you're new here, I don't even know what episode that was.
You're going to have to
just binge the shit out of this.
Would you use it? Would you use it?
Would I use what?
The kissing machine, the kissing app thing.
How much is it? I don't remember. Oh, was that the wrong answer? The answer is no. That's sad.
Yeah, so sad.
Yeah, no, I don't practice with my pillow at night while listening to Kenny G.
Oh,
I don't do that.
Good choice.
Thanks. Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love you guys. I love your faces. And most of all, the ears that are attached to them, listeners. I really do appreciate you. Thank you so much for chilling with me every week right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform that you're using, and do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because they are pretty much running the show right now. Oh, and by the way, your girl is available on Amazon Music. If you listen to your podcast and your music there, hit me up there. By the way, even if you don't listen to me on that, I wouldn't mind if you download the app, listen to an episode there, leave me a 5-star review. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY, as well as the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. And if this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come on back and join in on the silly and binge all the episodes you haven't heard yet, because there's over 300, and I think this is like episode 359, 60.
I'll make sure we do some for 400, y'all. All right.
I'll make sure. Yeah, I'm going to need you to do that, because I make so much content. It's just so hard to keep up with what numbers things are or how long. I don't have anniversaries on any of my shit. And I would love to do that. I guess because, like, I still kind of low-key feel like a small creator. So it feels like I haven't grown, even though I have a little bit. Like, it's not a lot. It's not enough to, like, live off of or anything. But I should start acknowledging things. I'm going to start, like, that by acknowledging my birthday, because I don't normally celebrate it. I don't like it. I don't know. I'm getting old and dying, like, all that shit, alone with a cat. And But I want to like start celebrating like milestones, no matter how small, how big, how insignificant to some. I want to start like celebrating those small moments, because like life is such a piece of shit sometimes. It's just sometimes good to have those moments where you're like, hey, I did a thing. Let's celebrate that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start doing that. So I need you as my best friend to just kind of like keep me accountable of that, of like remembering the good moments and this, no matter how small, because sometimes I tend to forget those moments and I will definitely blow by them and I will not count them because it feels so small. But I feel like those small moments, enough of them, they are large. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I completely understand.
You get enough pennies, bitch, you got a dollar. You know what I mean?
And you know what I'm saying?
It was like 100 pennies? I don't know, man.
Yeah, you know, you nailed it. You nailed it. That's all right. Cool. Spot on. Spot
Listener
on.
Submission, send them in. You you send them, we read them. Share your silly stories, jokes, and life mishaps, and we'll feature them on the show. Email me, itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. By the way, speaking of which, I have received two emails. I have got to search through them because they came through my work email. So these are listeners of the big show, and they shared some interesting stories. Both of them are paranormal stories, and I want to share them with you guys. I'm going to see if I can contact them so they want to talk about it, like verbally, or I'll just have them send me the stories and we can read their email. I think that they, depending if they're comfortable, I would rather send them like a link to like Riverside or some shit like that, or maybe just a FaceTime call, whatever, and just go ahead and do that. But they are big show listeners, so I don't know if I really want them to have my cell phone number yet. I'm still new to this whole more than two people knowing me kind of thing. So
yeah.
So I'll figure that out. We'll figure that out right there. But just know I do have some interesting things coming in the future, even if I just call them via Google voicemail and we record via voice, whatever. We'll figure it out. Things are coming, guys. Things are coming. Check out the show notes. A lot of bonus information there. You can follow me and DJ Hey Cousin on our social medias, our TikToks, our Instagrams. All that good stuff can be found down below. My P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. And if you want to send DJ Hey Cousin something to that P.O. box as well, go ahead and do it. Just address it to me, but write like a note saying for DJ Hey Cousin inside of the box, because they will not recognize his name on that P.O. box. So put it inside the box and we'll go ahead and make sure that he gets that. Once again, it's your audible boom thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously, and I'll leave you with this. Batman would look ridiculous trying to solve crimes outside on a sunny day.
Well, that's mainly when he's doing his Justice League work. He's out in the day. When he's in Gotham, it's all night. You know what I'm saying? It's night or nothing.
I knew if I paused long enough, you would say some ridiculous ass shit. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are
pieces of shit everywhere.
And they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.